Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirty Work Wednesday, before we get to any of that stuff.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello.
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so this is going to sound straight out of seventh grade, so I apologize in advance.
Okay, what happened? Did a boy punch you because he secretly likes you?
Yeah, actually, it's not that far off from that. Like a lot of the people who listen to your show, I'm sure I work over the big guy building in Virginia Beach, you know, the headquarters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're very familiar with it. In fact, we've gone there several times to deliver lunch to listeners, and we're always amazed by how big it is.
Yes, it's humongous. So, so keep that in mind because I work there, but I've also dated a few different guys who work there as well.
Well, you know, they say most romances nowadays happen in the workplace. That's where they start.
Yeah, I mean, that's where you are all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't want people judging me when I say I dated a few guys from work because there's literally a few hundred people who work there.
Right,
so,
right. Okay.
Anyway, so here is what I need help with. I found out that somebody who apparently likes to kiss and tell started a little joke about me. And apparently I have been given the nickname Frozen. And if I'm right about my hunch, the person who started this nickname is somebody I used to go out with.
So Frozen, you said, as in let it go, that Frozen?
I guess so. I don't really know for sure.
Okay. So, all right. So what do you want us to do? Figure out who started the nickname?
Well, I don't care that much who started it. I just want to know what it means. Like, it's driving me crazy. I mean, if you can find out who started it, that's bonus. But I just want to know why Frozen. Like, what does it mean? Like, am I some sort of ice princess? Because I'm not. I mean, I have no idea what
yeah.
it could possibly mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it could mean maybe you're really bad in bed. Like, maybe you just lay there like you're frozen.
Yeah. Or even maybe like you're really, really high maintenance. Like, you think you're the like the ice queen or something.
Okay. First of all, I am very, very active in bed. I've never had an
All right.
Okay.
So, it can't be that. Second, I know that this shouldn't bother me, and it's stupid, and it's immature, but I just, it's killing me. I can't imagine what it means.
Okay. Well, you're right about one thing. This really is seventh grade material. So, okay. So let me ask you this. You said you think you know where it started. What is that guy's name? The guy you think maybe started it?
His name is Adam.
Okay. And you said you dated him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have his phone number still?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And give me the name also, if you can, Jenna, of one of his close guy friends from work.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
Well, just pick one that you probably think knows what Frozen mean, like who's in on the joke.
Let's say Brandon.
Okay. So listen, sit tight for a second and get Adam's number for us, okay? And then when we come back, we're going to solve the Frozen mystery when we come back next. Okay. So this will be Adam. Adam, she thinks, is the guy who started. And let's bring up Jenna on line two.
Okay.
All right, Jenna, so we're calling Adam right now, so don't say anything.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Can I speak to Adam, please?
This is Adam.
Hey, Adam, this is the Z-Morning Zoo radio show on Z104, Nick, Ashley, and Shag. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. So, listen, we're having this discussion on our show this morning. I don't know. Have you been listening at all?
Actually, I haven't made it to my car yet, so no.
Okay, no big deal. But listen, here's the discussion we were having. It's about nicknames that you give your exes, you know, like Skanky Pants or Psycho Sue or stuff like that.
Okay.
So we got a text from your friend Brandon. I guess he works with you?
Yeah, there's a gentleman named Brandon who I work with, yeah.
Okay, so anyways, he texted us and he says, you gotta call up Adam and ask him about Frozen. I guess it's a pretty funny story behind a nickname you have for one of your exes.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, listen, we gotta hear the story, man. I mean, why do you call your ex Frozen? We've all been guessing that it's either because she's an ice princess or she's really boring in bed. So, which one is it?
Oh, man. Okay, well, first of all, God, I hope she's not listening to this.
Well, don't worry. Nobody listens to our show. I mean, especially not women.
All right, well, first off, Brandon got it all wrong. We don't call her Frozen. We call her Frozone.
Oh, Frozone. Like the Incredibles Frozone?
Yeah, like the Incredibles.
Okay, so why do you call her Frozone?
Okay, well, Jesus, I don't know if I could say this on the radio.
Well, just try to keep it PG-13.
Okay, well, the reason we call her Frozone is because her zone has a big fro.
Okay, so what you're trying to say is that her lady garden could use some tending to.
Yes, exactly.
I do not have a lady fro. Oh my God, Adam, you are the biggest liar. And how immature is that, huh?
What the hell is going on? Whoa, why are you getting mad at me? I'm not the one who made that up.
Oh, then who did it? Was it Keith?
What the hell is this? You know what? I'm not going to say anything else because this is obviously a setup, so I'm just going to hang up. Sorry, Frozone.
Wow. Okay. Well, Adam is gone, but he said he didn't start the nickname. Do you believe him?
Oh, my God. I bet it was Keith or yeah. Trey or...
Jesus.
Jenna, how many guys at work have you slept with?
I told you I haven't slept with them. We just went out.
Nice.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.